रामाय नम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्ध कांड चैप्टर नंबर 39 द मंकीज बिहोल्ड लंका। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। द नेक्स्ट मॉर्निंग रामा लक्ष्मण एंड द मंकीज हैड अ गुड व्यू ऑफ लंका फ्रॉम द टॉप ऑफ माउंट सुवेला। They were struck with wonder when they saw the groves and gardens, broad, smooth, and even, and free from wild beasts. Champaka, Ashoka, Ingudi, Teak, Palm, Tamala, Jackfruit, Nipa, Saptaparna, and other curious trees abounding there, heavy with lovely flowers, shoots, fruits, and creepers. The place resembled Nandana, the grove of Indra, or Chaitraratha of Kubera. All fruits and flowers were found there in every season. Peacocks, cuckoos, and other birds cooed sweetly. Swan, duck, chakravaka, and other waterfowl sailed over the lakes, tanks, and well covered with lotus, lily, and other water flowers. The bees, drunk with honey, filled the groves with their music. The monkeys marched forward, glad and curious, feasting their eyes on those wonderful sights. The breeze blew soft and pleasant, wafting the fragrance of fruit and flower. Some warriors got permission from Sugriva to walk towards Lanka. The beasts and the birds that beheld them trembled with fear. The capital shook to its very base as they roared like lions. The broad earth quaked at their speed. The dust that they raised hid the sky from view. The bears and lions, boars and elephants, oxen and deer heard them in their forest haunts and fled in fear of all directions. The middle peak of Mount Trikuta was loftier than the other two. It touched the sky and shone like silver, with its trees draped gaily with flowers. It was lovely to behold. 100 yojanas in extent, it was not accessible even to birds. No human being would climb it even in thought. Vishwakarma built Lanka, the capital of Ravana, on the top of this resplendent mountain. It was 30 yojanas in length and 100 yojanas in extent. Lofty towers like white cloud banks, walls of gold, and palaces and castles adorned it. The houses shone like clouds that filled the autumn sky. And like Kailasa among the Himalayas, a building stood out among those houses. It was a lofty mansion erected in the center of the capital where the four high roads met. Adorned with countless pillars, it shone like an ornament to the city and seemed to touch the sky. Countless Rakshasa warriors kept ceaseless watch over it. Raghuvira and the monkey warriors saw Lanka, made of artificial mountains, covered with various veins of ore, beasts, birds of infinite variety, gaily sporting themselves, and filled with every kind of wealth. Their amazement grew apace as they beheld lofty mansions, priceless gems, pearls, coral, and other objects of high value, skillfully fashioned palaces, guardhouses, huge machines, fortress gates, and rows of castles. Raghuvira, the master of all wealth and the god of gods, beheld with wonder Lanka endowed with everything auspicious and good. मंगलम कौशलेन्द्राय महनीय गुणावते चक्रवर्ती धनुर्जाय सर्वभौमाय मंगलम।